WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A hurricane warning is up for Jamaica as Hurricane Melissa gains strength and heads for the island, and for Haiti, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. They could all get 20 to 30 inches of rain over the next few days. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
Unfortunately, the slow motion is going to continue for another 3 or 4 days.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello.
Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone.
The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10.
Badger football is on the air, brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome to Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, where the weather is a little back and forth out here right now. Just absolutely picture perfect, even some blue sky on the horizon as we look out over a beautiful setting right now. However, 8 minutes ago, it was raining sideways, and it's going to happen again. Going to be a very windy and rainy evening here at Autzen Stadium. It's been another interesting week with Wisconsin football. It began with an open letter to Badger football fans from Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. That was the aftermath of back-to-back shutouts against Iowa and Ohio State. Wisconsin has lost 9 straight Big Ten games, haven't scored a touchdown since the opening drive at Michigan 3 weeks ago, a span now stretching more than 11 quarters, and now the Badgers have landed in Oregon to take on the nation's sixth-ranked team, and Dan Lanning likes to keep his foot on the accelerator. We'll see how this all works out. We welcome in the voice of Wisconsin football, Matt LePay. And it is a gorgeous setting. I don't know what it's going to be like by the time we get to kick off a little less than 2 hours from now. But for now, looks good.
We're seeing everything. I mean, it's actually calm at the moment. We have a wind advisory until late tonight. And you're right, it goes from almost pitch black to a little bit of blue sky. So, yeah, expect anything here. But our main thing, hopefully, knock on whatever this table is made of, no weather delays, and they can start the game on time and go through uninterrupted.
Matt, how challenging, I don't know how you're going to answer this, but how challenging is what is, again, in front of Wisconsin here tonight?
It's extraordinarily difficult. I think any sport would be difficult when you're having a bad year. I don't know if anything is tougher than football because you can't avoid what the conversation is, certainly outside of their building. And they know that they have had a very difficult season, and they know it doesn't get any easier. I mean, the heaviest lifting is the second half, right? You had the Alabama game. They just played Ohio State. You got Oregon, and a few weeks they go down to Indiana. And Mike, they go in extremely wounded, not just their psyche, physically. Here are the guys who are out. Christian Allegro, Tyrell Henry. Their top two running backs, Dylan Jones and Derrion Dupree. Preston Zachman remains out. Another guy who they would count on in depth is Owen Arnett. He's out. Jake Renfro is out. Kerry Kadonko is out. There are others who are questionable, including Tucker Ashcraft and cornerback Deonnie Hill. But that group there, that trickles in not just to offense and defense, but there's a trickle down into special teams. But with the running back position, you'll see Cade Iacomelli. He got banged up last week, but he's not on the injury report. Good to go. Gideon Atuka. And then perhaps Grover Bortolotti if they get to that. So it's that's just one position group, and they have to continue to mix and match as they've been doing all year on the offensive line.
You get asked this when you're out in public by those who are listening right now. This has been a very interesting week. What does your make, Ben, of both the the three things? One, the letter from Chris McIntosh, the open letter to the fans. He's in the booth right next to us. What Luke Fickell had in his Monday press conference, and then your radio show with him. What has your observation been this week?
I think in a general sense, Mike, that when you're having a season like this or a stretch of seasons like this, no matter what you say, you're probably going to get bashed. And that's what's I think that is what has happened in the case of the letter. That's another vote of confidence, and there have been a couple of those. I don't think it's any secret that Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell are very much in alignment and have been since the interview process back in the fall of 2022. I think just my own opinion that if this is going to continue with the current group, that I think they know that they have to do some things differently. The biggest thing that I got out of the week, though, Mike, was in the weekly show that I do with Fickell. And we were talking about some guys like a Sean West who gave him a moment last week by turning a high snap into an uncalled fake punt that happened to work.
Yeah.
But you talked about guys like him, Matt Young, who's from Nina, who transferred into the program, guys like that, and even guys from out of state, like a Mason Posa. You know, Fickell has talked about it before and went a little more in-depth into it on his show Wednesday, was you want to get more guys, as many guys as you can in the program where the W means a lot, where you're playing for those before you and you're trying to lay or reestablish a foundation of what this program is about. And the other thing is that he knows that if this is going to continue, he's got to get out more. He's got to get out more in the public, speak to groups, throughout not just the Madison area, but throughout the state. So it is, should have this happened earlier. Yeah. But he sees this now, in particular when you get through the season and then get through the portal and all of that, the signing period, the high school period, the early period in December, the portal, the first early to mid-January, but to get out to let people kind of get to know you a little bit. I mean, I can tell you that he's a good guy. He's been great to us, which is fine, but, Joe Fan doesn't know him. And a lot of other people who I think are in a position to support the program don't know him. So that's something that, moving forward, assuming this remains intact, that they know that they have to do. So that was maybe the biggest couple of things that I have taken from the week.
Matt, let me ask you about the Big Ten as a whole. We saw Indiana just ran roughshod over UCLA earlier today in a game that ended up being no contest. They'll play at Maryland, at Penn State in back-to-back weeks, then host Wisconsin and play at Purdue. I mean, they're very much on track for what could be an incredibly special season. They're two ranked in the country, which they've never been that high before. And then Iowa, they're putting it to Minnesota right now at the half.
Yeah, and what, Minnesota has had some big wins, obviously, this season. And what Iowa is just dropped the hammer on Minnesota. We talk about programs being vulnerable year to year. Most of them are vulnerable week to week, Indiana being a notable exception. It's interesting, Mike, because I try to listen to a lot of the national platforms, podcasts, any other media forms, and because there are more and more openings that are occurring in college football, and it looks like more to come. We saw Florida, making a change with Billy Napier. This is one of the challenges a lot of these programs have right now is that everybody thinks you can do it just like Indiana's done it.
Yeah.
We're on a dime. And what they've done is remarkable. The combination of a great coaching staff led by Kirk Cignetti and big-time resources. They have made no secret of the fact that they have poured resources in to give football the best chance, but you still need evaluation, coaching, development, and Indiana is on that fast track. That is such a rare exception. I go back to when Barry took over. It was a different world, and he inherited a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But within 4 years, he led Wisconsin to something that Wisconsin football had never seen, a Rose Bowl win. That was 4 years, which was lightning fast at the time. And there were other programs in the Big Ten. Well, they did it. Why can't we? So you could say 35 years ago or 30-plus years ago, Barry Alvarez screwed it up for a lot of other programs in the Big Ten. I think Indiana's doing that with other programs, not just in this league, but throughout, saying, well, they did it. Why can't we?
Yeah, so there's that story, and then there's the Iowa story. They just stood on their – they stayed in their lane, and they've stayed with the head coach. And now I look at what they've done to point. Now, they lost a five-point game against Indiana.
Yep.
And their only other loss is a three-point game to Iowa State. They're laying it on Minnesota right now, and Oregon goes there next. And Iowa's just kind of quietly stayed in their lane, and they continue to do very good things.
And the one thing they haven't done, though, is the same thing Wisconsin hasn't done, and that's beat a ranked team since 2021.
Yeah.
But you're right. They have won enough, and they still, when you think of Iowa, you know the identity.
Yeah.
And that's the source of frustration, I know, with Badger fans and certainly with the players, with the coaches. When you look at Wisconsin, you don't detect an identity.
Yeah.
The way it
right.
was with Barry and Brett and Paul. Gary Anderson was just here for 2 years, but certainly you knew when you played Wisconsin, you knew you were going to get this, this, and this. And right now, Wisconsin, that's the frustrating part. In year three, with this staff, even there's a new coordinator. I know they want to get back to establishing that identity, but the reality is a lot of their best players aren't available again today.
And so the fan is looking and thinking and listening about this game tonight, and they many of them expect the worst. What is the best-case scenario here? And maybe that's not a fair question to ask you, but I'll ask anyway.
Well, the best case, realistically, and that's how I try to look at this, is that Oregon plays a C-minus, D-plus game.
Sure.
Probably
kind of
like
it did
last year.
Yeah.
And one of the things in that game, I went talking with Fickell about it, Wisconsin was able to avoid being vulnerable to the big play. Oregon is a team that can score in the mid-40s per game. It's a very balanced run to pass. But I'm sounding like a broken record, but make Oregon earn it. And another part of the best-case scenario is for Wisconsin to do something it really hasn't done much at all of this season, and that's create turnovers.
Yeah.
It's had four interceptions. There have been zero fumble recoveries. Now, you need a little bit of luck there sometimes,
yeah.
which they haven't had, but you need to get Oregon to either throw the ball to your guy or have Oregon's, whoever the ball carrier is, put it on the ground and see if you can't get short fields, because as we have seen for the last few years, Braylon Allen could break some long runs at times, certainly in his 3 years at Wisconsin. But asking this offense to put together 70, 75-yard drives, that has been too big of an ask. They did in the first possession against Michigan, but since then they have done very little.
It's been Hunter Simmons' show at quarterback. You anticipate that it stays there?
Seems to be the case. Danny O'Neill has repped a fair amount this week, but I think in talking to the coaches, barring a last-minute change of heart, it would be Hunter Simmons first up today.
Very good. Matt LePay, we appreciate it.
Yep.
It is Wisconsin and Oregon, the kickoff just after 6 o'clock. Still to come, we'll have our Minute with Mac checking on Badgers in the NFL. We'll chat with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect as we continue as well. Coming up next, we'll talk with the voice of the Oregon Ducks. It is Jerry Allen who will join us in just a bit. That's coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance, so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Hey, it's Mike Heller back with you at Autzen Stadium in beautiful Eugene, Oregon. Now, I say beautiful right now. That is going to change. It will be a hit and miss evening, but the colors are spectacular, and what a beautiful setting. We haven't been here, Wisconsin football, since 2001, and it's my first trip to Autzen Stadium, and very much was looking forward to this, and it's not disappointing. It's a gorgeous setting. Dan Lanning, in his fourth season as head coach at Oregon, he's 41-7, includes a 22-2 record at home. Second loss was 2 weeks ago against Indiana. The Ducks are 50-4 at Autzen Stadium since the start of the 2017 season. After losing to Indiana 2 weeks ago, the Ducks took out their frustration on Rutgers a week ago. They ran 60 offensive plays for 750 yards. That's 12.5 yards per play, 415 yards on the ground, 315 yards in the air. It was a 56-10 win. We welcome in the voice of the Oregon Ducks, Jerry Allen. Now, you're going to go to Indiana, a week from now, and Iowa's putting it on Minnesota. Let me get a bigger picture look. Newer entrance to the Big Ten, but this is a very interesting conference because Indiana came out of nowhere, did something here 2 weeks ago that nobody does, and you'll get a trip to Iowa coming up, and this is an extraordinary league to try to navigate through a season.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in the Pac-12, when we were in the Pac-12, it was top-heavy. You know, yeah. You had those teams that you knew were great and good, and then you had those teams that if you just play pretty decent football, you know you're going to get a win. Not like that in the Big Ten. I mean, particularly when you go on the road. But give it to Indiana. I mean, that's a really good football mm-hmm. team, and they took Oregon off their game. Ducks didn't play well. Would love a chance to do it again, but the Big Ten, week in and week out, that Iowa trip is, you know, a little unnerving. Happened to go to Washington for the final regular season game, so there's nothing easy in the Big Ten.
Let me get a look at Dan Lanning from your perspective and what he's been able to accomplish here, and also maybe a little bit of his demeanor on what this season is turning into and what it might be yet.
Well, it's all about the process every week. He will not allow his team or his staff to look ahead. I mean, a lot of coaches say that, but he really lives it. And he is, you heard the term player's coach. I've talked to a lot of players through the years that really love their coaches. But Barry Alexander's a great example. He went to IMG, and it was at Alabama, USC, and he got here. He said, I've never had a coaching staff and a head coach that will allow me to come into his office whenever I want to talk to him. Yeah. And he does it because he's willing to do it. So he appreciates his kids. He makes them toe the line, and he expects them to prepare the way he prepares, and he prepares extremely well.
Tell me about tell our listeners about your quarterback. Nante Moore is he is in charge of this offense. Last week it was incredibly balanced. When you talk about 12 and a half yards per play, yeah. But they did half of it in the air, half of it on the ground, so it's really balanced.
Yeah, it's been that way the entire season, really. They're around 220 on the ground, 250 through the air through the season, pretty balanced. But Dante, his first year at UCLA was not a good year. Now, I mean, you can blame him. You can say they're not offensive line. They just didn't have it all together. But he got rung up pretty bad down there. And the fans down there, I think, let him know about that. So he took it to heart, and he made the change to come to Oregon. And to his credit, Will Stein said, last year, when he first got here, not once all year long did he say, when can I play?
Yeah.
All he did was sit back, learn and prepare for his opportunity. So he's a really heady kid. He's a very nice young man, and he obviously has the talent. Got to finish the year that way, but right now it looks pretty good.
Jerry, these are extraordinarily difficult times for the team that's on the other sideline for you tonight, and that's the Wisconsin Badgers, our program. What's the view been from afar on, and maybe how surprising it is that they have they've kind of bottomed out to where they are right now?
Well, when you look at the injuries you guys have gone through, yeah. there's no surprise. It's a reason. I mean, I can remember years when the Ducks would lose the two or three running backs. We lost four quarterbacks one year. I had a wide receiver as a quarterback. So when you lose on one side of the ball so many keys, that's the reason. So coming in, knowing that Wisconsin's defense is the real deal, and Indiana showed that they can shut Oregon down or slow them down, that's what Oregon worries about. How are they going to be able to perform, particularly on a wet day, against a really good defense? The offense, I tell you, just when you think everything's falling apart, you have no chance, all of a sudden kids, and they are kids, say, hey, give us a break. Let us show you what we can do.
Jerry, let me finish on this. Oregon, a playoff team this year in the expanded playoff, and certainly they've lived there. Now, what does this year look like and what's in store for this program and the fan base as you play the second half of the year?
Well, coming into this year, a lot of people said, you're a very young team, a lot of freshmen, redshirt freshmen, your best year is going to be next year. Well, the Ducks have kind of got ahead of that curve and are looking pretty good. But that one loss to Indiana gives you not much breathing room. And with a game at Iowa, that game at Washington, you know, you got to play really great football the rest of the way. You can't stub your toe again. So that every week is really important. I mean, today's game is really important. If Oregon doesn't play well today, it'd be a game that would take them out of the playoffs.
Very good. Jerry, appreciate it. Thanks for visiting with us.
I appreciate you.
Enjoy the rest of the day today. When we come back, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin Public School employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today and let's build a winner.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pre-game tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good! And the Badgers!
Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Well, it still looks, I'm going to tell you what it looks like right now, because a little bit later on, it's not going to look like this. Right now, it is sunny. It's a sun-splashed late afternoon here at Autzen Stadium right now, and it's gorgeous. It's going to change by the time we get to kick time. At least that is the schedule of events on the future radar. We'll see how that works. The Badgers' trip to Oregon is their first since 2012, a game at Oregon State in Corvallis. That was a 10-7 loss. Wisconsin has made two trips to Eugene in 1977 and 2001. The Badgers won in 1977, falling 31-28 in 2001. Jim Sorgi was the Badgers' quarterback. Anthony Davis rushed for 134 yards, and Joey Harrington led the Ducks with 278 yards passing and three TDs. Time now to hear from Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minute with Mac is presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep you moving, as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Last week, Mac, we talked about, you know, the Rose Bowl reunion and how you guys had to overcome adversity. And I think of, and you mentioned it, you know, what led up to those 98 and 99 seasons. There were ups and downs in the 96, 97 seasons. A string of losses in 96, gut-wrenching in many cases. But you guys came back and finished strong. The 97 season, you guys got on a roll with a lot of young guys, particularly on the offensive line. What helped pull you guys through those tough times and ended up winning as many games as you did?
Yeah, I think it's a belief in each other and, an ability to, Coach Alvarez used to just preach, focus on what you can control and eliminate distractions. And now I will admit that's much more difficult for players of today's era than it was back then. Don't read the newspaper and don't listen to the radio and you're okay. But I think the same principles hold true today. And I think that just speaks to, or it assesses the strength of a team and their ability when there's not a lot of belief and not a lot of confidence to come together and believe in each other. And I think those are the kind of things that great teams are able to build upon.
All right. He is Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right. Thank you, Matt LePay. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. We'll visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. And coming up next, our Badgers in the NFL. That update is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Shout the bin!
Whether you're cheering from the stands at Camp Randall or from the comfort of your home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, stop the pig!
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue on from Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. Again, still sunny as we sit right now. Very windy, and that will continue throughout the evening. By the time they get to kickoff here just after 4 o'clock local time, 6 o'clock back in the central time zone, it will be rainy and windy. That will continue. Temperatures are going to be fine, but it's going to be got a chance to be a miserable weather night, and we hope that the conditions don't match the scoreboard in this one as far as the miserable side of it. Last season, Oregon was ranked number one in the nation when they came to Camp Randall Stadium on November 16th, and the Badgers led 13-6 entering the fourth quarter, but the Ducks scored 10 fourth-quarter points to win 16-13. Time now for our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, the Midwest's favorite dealership group. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We've already made it through week 7 of the NFL season, and a pair of familiar former Badger players continued their red-hot starts to the year. Starting with the Cowboys, tight end Jake Ferguson reeled in 7 catches for 29 yards and 2 touchdowns, including this 5-yard score in the third quarter of the team's matchup with Washington.
Fake to Williams. Prescott throws it out. Touchdown, Dallas. His second today.
Fox on the call as the Cowboys knocked off the Commanders 44-22, improving to 3-3-1 on the year. Ferguson has now compiled 51 catches for 334 yards and a career-high 6 touchdowns through 7 games this season. Heading to Los Angeles, the Colts were able to improve to 6-1 with a 38-24 victory over the Chargers. Running back Jonathan Taylor was able to keep rolling in the win, turning 16 carries into 94 yards and 3 touchdowns, including this 23-yard score in the first quarter.
On a handoff for Taylor. Big hole. Taylor is gone! Touchdown, Colts! They just cruise down the field, and it's capped off.
Ian Eagle on the mic for CBS Sports as Taylor has now produced 697 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns this season, both of which are league highs through 7 weeks. The last former Badger who was an offensive standout in Week 7 was Titans wide receiver Chimray Dike, who caught 4 passes for 70 yards, including this 38-yard touchdown in the first quarter of the team's matchup with the Patriots.
Ford. Taking a deep shot. DK is down there. DK, touchdown!
Highlight courtesy of CBS is the Titans fell to New England 31-13. DK has now produced 96 yards and a score on 13 catches so far this season. Finally, two former Badgers linebackers had big performances this past week. TJ Edwards totaled 7 tackles in the Bears' 26-14 win over the Saints, and Zach Bond had 10 total tackles in the Eagles' 28-22 victory against Minnesota. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Coming up next, a look around the Big Ten in college football as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just 2 chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. Although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue on from Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. I'm Mike Heller. The Big Ten continues to dominate the top of the rankings as we move toward the final 6 weekends now of the college football regular season. Reigning national champion Ohio State continues to hold down the top spot, ranked number 1, and enjoying a weekend off after a 34-0 win last Saturday in Madison. Indiana second of the rankings. The program's highest ranking prior to this was 1945 and again in 1967 when they were ranked 4th. The Badgers' opponent tonight, Oregon, is ranked 6th, Illinois 23rd, Michigan is 25th. All 5 Big Ten ranked teams in the top 25 are on the Badgers' schedule, along with Alabama, who you played earlier, at number 4 currently. All right, let's get you up to date on what's going on in a couple of the games in the Big Ten right now. 23rd ranked Illinois, just up the coast here in Seattle, taking on Washington. It is 21-17 Washington. About 4 minutes into the third quarter, in that one. Illinois, again, 23rd ranked. And Washington is putting up a pretty good season as well. 5-2, 2-2 in the Big Ten. And they lead it by 4 points again. 4 minutes gone by in the third quarter there. Iowa is not ranked, but they're about to be. They're putting it on Minnesota today. The Hawkeyes are 5-2, 3-1 in the Big Ten. Their only losses are a one-score loss to Indiana and a one-score loss to Iowa State. And Iowa right now leads Minnesota 31-0. That game about midway through the third quarter. Oregon will go to Iowa City next weekend. So Iowa leads against Minnesota at home in Iowa City 31-0. Games played earlier today in the Big Ten. Indiana's Fernando Mendoza right now is the Heisman favorite at this point. Three touchdowns in the air, one touchdown rushing, and Indiana laid no doubt about this one. They beat UCLA 56-6 in Bloomington. So the second-ranked Indiana Hoosiers will stay right there in the rankings when they're updated in a day or so. Nebraska beat Northwestern 28-21. So the Huskers improved to 3-2 in the Big Ten. Northwestern falls to 3-2. That game was in Lincoln, 28-21, Nebraska. Earlier today as well, Rutgers won on the road and beat Purdue. Both teams were looking for their first win in the Big Ten. Rutgers gets it on a walk-off field goal, 27-24. Purdue falls to 0-5 in the Big Ten. And continuing with the theme, both of these teams, neither one of them is on the Badgers' schedule this year. All right, let's go to top 25 action as it rolls on here outside of the Big Ten on this Saturday, midway through the college football season. Number 4 ranked Alabama leads at South Carolina 14-6. That game is at halftime. Missouri and Vanderbilt are 4 minutes into the third quarter in Nashville. That game is tied at 3 apiece. Vandy is 10th ranked in the country. Missouri is 15th ranked in the nation. Number 11, BYU trailing at Iowa State 24-7. About 4 minutes gone by in the third quarter there. 14th ranked Texas Tech all over Oklahoma State 21-0. In Lubbock, that game is midway through the second quarter. Number 21, Cincinnati, beating up on Baylor 24-6 at the half. Also approaching the half, number 22, Texas at Mississippi State. It is Mississippi State on top of that one right now, 17-14 approaching the half. And games played earlier. Number 7, Georgia Tech, all over Syracuse 41-6. 8th-ranked Ole Miss beats Oklahoma on the road 34-26. So the Ole Miss Rebels go to 4-1 in the SEC, and Oklahoma falls to 2-2. 16th-ranked Virginia won at North Carolina. So Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels stay winless in the ACC. That game finished 17-16, Virginia on the road. And Memphis bounces back after losing a week ago. They beat 18th-ranked South Florida. 34-31 was the final there. One other note, Wisconsin played an exhibition basketball game last night at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, falling 84-83 to the Sooners. After the break, we'll check in as we continue looking at what the conditions look like. I'll give you a weather update when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to spin.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling Golden Ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue on as we inch closer to kickoff just after 6 o'clock Central Time, just after 4 o'clock here locally in Eugene, Oregon, Watson Stadium. The radar doesn't look very promising, neither does the hourly forecast as we roll forward. Right now, about 53, 54 degrees, but by the time they kick this one off here, it's going to be about a 80% chance of rain. At halftime, about a 90% chance of rain. Temperatures in the mid-50s and winds out of the southwest at 18 to 25 miles per hour. By the time you wrap this game tonight, about 7 o'clock, an 88% chance of rain with winds reducing a little bit. But needless to say, the weather is going to dramatically impact this game tonight, this afternoon here in at Autzen Stadium. Also, and I'll reiterate this, the injury report, the availability report for Wisconsin is long. These players are out. Christian Allegro, Tyrell Henry, Darion Dupree, Dylan Jones, Billy Edwards, Joseph Griffin, Matthew Traynor, Preston Zachman, Owen Arnett, Evan Vandenhoven, Kevin Haywood, Jake Renfro, Leighton Nelson, Barrett Nelson, Kerry Gadanko, and Torin Pettaway. Many of those we knew were out, but some of them are new to that list. Out for the season, or rather questionable tonight in this game, Deonte Hill, Tucker Ashcraft, JVR Suggs, and Parker. Daunting task for the Badgers in this one here tonight, taking on the Oregon Ducks, number 6 ranked team in the country. And Oregon lost on this home field a couple of weeks ago to Indiana. Last week they took that out on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They averaged 12.5 yards per play a week ago, so Wisconsin's defense is going to have their work cut out for them. Last week, Oregon had 750 yards of total offense. When we come back, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of Badger Connect as we continue. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
He's got the speed. He's got room. He's going to score.
No one gets you closer to the game than Sirius XM College Sports Radio.
For the win! Got it! Let's go!
Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go.
Deep to center field! Oh, it's gone!
Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/CollegeSportsRadio2025.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just two chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're cheering from the stands at Camp Randall or from the comfort of your home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you at Autzen Stadium, Wisconsin and Oregon, kicking off in just a little bit. Jesse Temple from Badger Connect joins me. Jesse, it becomes an easy conversation to talk about difficult things when a program has struggled as much as Wisconsin has. And last week was not, again, devoid leading into this game of that set of difficult questions being asked of Luke Fickell and the program. So let's look at the bigger picture stuff. How has it changed since maybe the Maryland loss? And what did the last 2 weeks mean in not scoring any points in a 37-0 loss to Iowa and 34-0 against Ohio State?
Obviously, Mike, it hasn't done anything to quell questions about not only the present but the future as it relates to Luke Fickell and this program. The Maryland loss was stunning in the moment, but the Badgers haven't gotten much better. The only game where Wisconsin has been close was the Michigan game. The other four losses during this five-game losing streak, Wisconsin has been shut out at halftime, and the game has been essentially over. So I'm not going to be outraged about Ohio State winning in the margin that they did, because they're the number one team in the country. But the way it's happening, I think, certainly has to be deflating. And obviously, Chris McIntosh felt that it was important on Monday to release a letter to fans about the future and Luke Fickell's position and investing more in players. So there are still a lot of questions to be answered, but we also have five games remaining, including today against Oregon. And so Wisconsin has to put a better product on the field.
What was your reaction, Jesse, to both the letter that Chris McIntosh sent out that you alluded to, and then Luke Fickell's reaction to it, both in Monday's presser and in the radio show later this week?
I think it's pretty toxic right now around the football program. And I'm not saying inside the program, I'm saying externally and how fans view the program, and they have every right to do that because the team hasn't been winning. And so I would say, at least externally, I don't know that that letter was met with a lot of positivity. I understand the desire to try and, if not nip some of these things in the bud, at least explain where things could be headed. But I think at this point, you've got to ride out this season. And if you're going to make a decision, that's perhaps the time for a statement. And Luke was asked directly whether he had been told that he was going to be here next year, and he said that he had not. And I think, I don't know how much these next five games will dictate what the future holds, but you need, again, to put a better performance on the field, because it's been a five-game losing streak that has just kind of gotten worse and worse here.
What would the reason for a fan to believe that this team will be better over the final five games? If they were looking for that ray of optimism, what would it be?
That's a really challenging question right now, Mike. I think you've got to hope you can hang your hat on the defense to perform a little bit better. They've been better this season at stopping the run. The problem is they have not been able to stop the pass and some of these explosive plays. So while an Ohio State or an Alabama or a Maryland didn't have a great rushing attack against Wisconsin, the quarterbacks were able to do, it felt like, pretty much whatever they wanted. Julian Sain a week ago passed for almost 400 yards. I asked Luke this week specifically about the offense and why there should be any reason for optimism in these next five games, and I thought he gave a good answer, or at least as good of an answer as he could give, which is to say it's a grind, and it's a long haul, and perhaps it's not going to be different moving forward. I'm paraphrasing here, but we've seen the product, and it's hard to have that optimism that you sprinkle some magic pixie dust and it's going to be different, but you can't have self-inflicted mistakes, and you've got to figure out how to move the ball to create some level of optimism.
A couple of questions to follow up on that. How has the defense been? We've spent all of our time focusing on no points, and the last touchdown was first quarter at Michigan, so it's been 11 quarters without getting to the end zone. Let's look at the other side. Has the defense quietly been okay?
Again, I think the run defense is certainly much improved, and that was one of the biggest focuses all offseason. The problem is, and Luke talked about this a few weeks ago, he wouldn't necessarily want to be the number one ranked run defense in the country if it came at the expense of the pass defense, and that's kind of what we're seeing. And it's not that the run defense is number one in the country, they've been better, but I think they've had some serious issues in terms of defending the pass. Again, I said Sain threw for almost 400 yards, but you had the freshman quarterback at Maryland have a really solid game, obviously Ty Simpson at Alabama, and so you've got to be able to shore that up. But I have to imagine if you are on defense and you're watching what's happening offensively, you feel even greater level of pressure to excel, because you're right, Mike, 11 straight quarters without any touchdowns, and that's 31 drives. And so if that means defensively you're going out there 31 times feeling like you have to be perfect.
Did Wisconsin make the right decision in switching quarterbacks from Danny O'Neill to Hunter Simmons, and do you think it stays there until Billy Edwards Jr. can return?
Well, all I can base it on is what we've seen, and my answer would have to be no. Now, the first game that he started against Michigan, I thought he did a solid job given the challenges, but these last two games, we've certainly seen some of the deficiencies. The problem is, I think it says something that Danny O'Neill hasn't been able to take the reins in the race for that competition. Danny has taken way too many sacks, and neither one has been effective enough. And I'm not going to put it all on those guys, because, again, Wisconsin hasn't been able to run the ball consistently. They're averaging 3.1 yards per carry. This is on pace to be the worst rushing offense Wisconsin has had since early in Barry Alvarez's tenure. You need to be able to establish that to throw the ball, but you cannot throw for 49 yards against Ohio State or anybody and expect to be competitive.
Talking with Jesse Temple, Badger Connect, let me finish with this. How daunting is this task today, tonight, at Autzen Stadium against an Oregon team that doesn't like to take their foot off the pedal?
I mean, it's wild to think about. They just played the number one team in the country, and this might even be more difficult. Obviously, you have to go on the road here at Autzen, which is a tremendously difficult place to play. Oregon has the number two scoring offense in the country. They are number one in the country in yards per carry. And so I look at the defense and say, well, they've been very good at stopping the run. Let's see what they have against this type of rushing attack. And on the flip side, it's hard to see how Wisconsin is able to consistently move the ball. This is a top 10 scoring defense. Wisconsin has played two other top 10 scoring defenses this season, Iowa and Ohio State, and the Badgers had no point to go for it.
Well, that's not the optimistic way to end, but we will in any case. Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher will take over next. We're about an hour and 10 minutes away from kickoff at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. Thanks to Jesse, and we will hand it over to Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher as we continue. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lambstone Bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors and layers.
And then there's wall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!